Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you know, there are a lot of challenging things taking place on the planet at this time. The light of God is increasing on Earth as people begin to awaken, and this light is pushing everything that conflicts with it to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. We're in the process of purging the human miscreations that we have either deliberately or inadvertently caused throughout our earthly sojourns. These miscreations are what are responsible for all the pain and suffering that humanity has been going through. Today, I'd like to remind you of one of the most powerful tools that are available back into light. That tool is the violet flame. This sacred fire is a gift from our Father, Mother, God, and when we use it effectively, we can transform our negative life situations very quickly, much more quickly than it would seem from outer appearances. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the violet flame will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture of the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these difficult times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will understand and know that the light of God is increasing on this planet in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is actually going through the greatest shift of consciousness ever to manifest in the history of time. As you listen to these celestial messages and to the guidance that I will be sharing on this radio program, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am Presence, which is your true God Self, for guidance, and then you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your facet of the unfolding divine plan. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into this force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am Presence and the entire company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and exhale deeply in a rhythmic, balanced momentum. Ask your I Am Presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father Mother God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now expanding through a grid of love around the earth. This grid of love, flowing from heart flame to heart flame, spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are ascending on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. During our special time together, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This is a critical time in the evolution of the planet, and it is imperative for each of us to begin reaching our highest potential. We need to do this in order to fulfill our purpose and our reason for being. We must learn how to transmute the distorted thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have miscreated in the past. These human miscreations are now returning to us through our everyday life experiences. As they do, they often wreak havoc and cause us much pain and suffering. The negative energy that we have released in the past is returning to us not to plague us or to punish us, but rather to give us the opportunity to transmute it back into its original perfection. In other words, it is returning to us to be loved free. Scientifically, we know that there's no such thing as destroying energy. We cannot simply say cancel, cancel, and erase the past. We are blessed, however, by the fact that the Earth is in the midst of a unique experiment. Consequently, we are receiving more assistance from the company of heaven than ever before. More help than has ever been rendered to the children of God in any system of worlds. Just imagine that. In the Earth's natural orbital process, known as the precession of the equinox, we have moved into the force field of Aquarius. This constellation resonates with the seventh solar aspect of deity, which pulsates with the violet flame of infinite transmutation. This will be the predominant activity of light on Earth for the next 2,000 years. The violet flame is comprised of the sapphire blue ray that represents our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink ray of our Mother God, representing our Mother God's transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. This aspect of the sacred fire reflects the perfect balance of our Father Mother God. When these pink and blue flames merge into one harmonious frequency, the violet flame of infinite transmutation is created. The violet flame is a tool more powerful than our finite minds can conceive. When used consistently, It will transmute every electron of precious life energy we have ever misqualified at any time in any existence, both known and unknown. It works as an atomic accelerator. It raises the frequency of all of our discordant energy into vibrations of healing and harmony. When we invoke the violet flame and empower it with feelings of forgiveness for our own mistakes and those of others, it works miracles. The floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heart's call, and the universal law of forgiveness will pour into the heart flames of the children of earth. Because of the monumental facet of the divine plan that is unfolding on the planet at this time, the Company of Heaven is asking lightworkers everywhere if we would be willing to redouble our efforts in invoking the violet flame of infinite transmutation. The patterns of imperfection that have been created by our fragmented fear-based human egos since the fall of humanity eons ago are being pushed to the surface at a greatly accelerated pace to be healed and transmuted into light. We do not have to fully comprehend every facet of the violet flame in order for us to be powerful instruments of God and to effectively respond to our heartfelt request and the request of the Company of Heaven. All we have to do is ask our I Am Presence to take control of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and through the power of our I Am Presence, for us to invoke this wondrous gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, all that is. I would like to expand our time together today with a meditation to invoke the violet flame now in a way that we can all tangibly experience it. So to begin, please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. I will lead you through this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience this activity of light individually and personally. But know that through our I Am Presence, we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, so that what we invoke for ourselves this sacred day, we are invoking through the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. Breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization with the full power of your mighty I Am Presence. Through the beloved presence of God, I am, blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity. I invoke the legions of light throughout infinity, who are associated with God's violet flame of infinite transmutation. Blessed ones, I make this call for assistance on behalf of myself and as a surrogate on behalf of every soul evolving on this planet. Beloved legions of the violet flame, blaze the full momentum of this sacred violet fire in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. Transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory into God's harmony and balance. Beloved I Am, I invoke your divine intervention to blaze the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Look into my life now and see yet what remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing that I may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the good energy I have ever released throughout my earthly sojourn, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt I have created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved I Am, and beloved legions of light, I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God, I Am. Through this activity of life, I am now a force of the violet fire, more powerful than any human miscreation. I breathe the violet flame of infinite transmutation into my heart center, and I breathe it out through my heart chakra into the core of every person, place, condition, or thing in my life, conscious or unconscious, past or present, through obvious choice or through karmic liability. As this sacred fire floods the earth, the violet flame transmutes all energy less than God's perfection back into light. The violet fire is loving free every single point in my universe and in all of the universe. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free, and so it is. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale gently, I open my eyes and I begin breathing normally. I now just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as we progress with our lessons in this sacred opportunity today. Today we're going to expand our wisdom and our understanding of the violet flame and what this gift from our Father, Mother, God can do to help us transform our lives. When we see all the chaotic things manifesting in the world, we often wonder what in the world we can do to make a positive difference. There is nothing that we can do that is more effective or more powerful than invoking from the heart of our Father, Mother, God the full divine potential of the violet flame. So what is the violet flame? The violet flame is a gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, and it is the perfect balance of this masculine and feminine reflection of divinity. The divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute into light the human miscreations we have inadvertently manifested through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of the perfection of heaven on earth. The violet flame, as I mentioned before, is the perfect balance of the outbreath of our Father God, the masculine sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the in-breath of our Mother God, the feminine crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When the out-breath and the in-breath of our God parents merge into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet energy has the ability to transmute into light every malady existing on Earth and every electron of energy humanity has ever misqualified. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that just seems too good to be true. But the reality is that that statement doesn't even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain is a being of light who has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame to the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, he is known as the Son of Freedom, and he has volunteered through his selfless service to our Father, Mother, God, and the light to sustain the violet flame on Earth for the benefit of all life evolving here. In his exalted service in the heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is, Saint Germain is known as the keeper of the violet flame. In this octave of divine service, Saint Germain sustains this gift from our Father, Mother, God, for all of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. During this critical time on planet Earth, Ascended Master Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire Company of Heaven. Every adept, avatar, Buddha, saint, and Christed being that has ever walked the earth is now helping Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her to ascend into the fifth dimensional frequencies of infinite physical perfection. In addition to that divine intervention, the legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the whole of creation are focusing their love and assistance on this blessed planet. Never have the children of God received this much help from on high. We are receiving more during this cosmic moment than has ever been granted to the evolving sons and daughters of God. That is because we are going through a unique experiment. We are in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever attempted in any system of worlds. And what we learn and how we grow from this experience will benefit all life through all realms of consciousness. Since we are receiving this incredible assistance, it is now time for us to give something back to the universe in appreciation for the overwhelming gift of love that is being rendered to each of us. In 1936, Saint Germain began revealing for the first time information about the violet flame to awakening humanity. At that time, even the awakened lightworkers were able to withstand only the most gentle frequencies of this sacred fire. Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame started by teaching lightworkers how to use the violet flame's gentle qualities of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. As time progressed, lightworkers learned to use the higher frequencies of transmutation and purification. Eventually, as we grew in our ability to withstand greater and greater frequencies of light, we eventually began to have the violet flame frequencies of justice, liberty, freedom, opportunity, and victory flow through our heart flames. As we developed the ability to withstand greater light, we learned how to use the rhythm and the divine ceremony of the violet flame. The more proficient lightworkers became in utilizing the gifts of the violet flame, the more Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with this sacred fire were able to help the masses of humanity lift above our humanly created effluvia. This effluvia was the shroud of darkness that disconnected us from our I Am presence and prevented us from communicating with the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. Now, for over 7 decades, lightworkers around the world have been invoking the violet flame, slowly and steadily clearing the way for the awakening that is now taking place within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. What is occurring on Earth at this moment is unprecedented. It has been more than 70 years since humanity's first tangible experience of the violet flame. And during this difficult time now, Saint Germain and the Legions of Light associated with this gift from our Father, Mother, God are offering our Father, Mother, God and the company of heaven to be the open door for an unprecedented fifth dimensional activity of the violet flame that will greatly accelerate the assistance humanity is receiving in our ascension process. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies over the past few years, and the influx of divine consciousness that has bathed humanity since the initial impulse of this shift of the ages, which took place between the lunar and solar eclipses in November 2003. We are capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame. Our Father, Mother, God have confirmed that this activity of light will expand exponentially the power of the violet flame on Earth, and it will help us to quickly transmute the negativity that is now being pushed to the surface to be healed, both in our individual lives and around the globe. This greatly empowered fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame will accelerate the awakening that is taking place on the planet, and it will catapult humanity up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of harmony and balance beyond anything we have been able to experience since our fall from grace millions of years ago. This selfless act of divine intervention by Saint Germain and his fellow exponents of the violet flame will assist humanity in ways beyond our comprehension. Just to get an inkling of what this will mean in our everyday lives, we need to understand more clearly just how the violet flame works. The violet flame is available to every man, woman, and child. All we have to do to take advantage of this amazing gift from our Father, Mother, God is invoke it into our lives through our I Am presence. Like all assistance from the heavenly realms, we must ask before we can receive. This amazing tool will not interfere with our free will, but once we ask for the violet flame to intervene in our earthly experiences, the heavens respond, and the violet flame will follow our decree and accomplish whatever we ask it to do. When our I Am presence invokes the violet flame, which gives it permission to enter our lives, the violet fire flows through our silver cord into the crown chakra at the top of our heads. Then it descends into our heart flame. When the violet fire enters our heart flame, it is stamped with our individual electronic pattern. After that is accomplished, it awaits direction from our I Am presence in order to fulfill its mission. Our electronic pattern is unique to each of us. We have unique fingerprints, unique DNA, unique voice patterns, unique respiration patterns, and we have unique electronic light patterns from the electronic light substance that is passing through us. So when the violet flame is stamped with our unique electronic pattern, it has the ability to magnetize to it every other electron of energy that we have ever released through the whole of our earthly experience. For instance, if we are interested in transmuting the obsolete patterns of our poverty consciousness, that we may have developed over many lifetimes through our belief and our acceptance of lack and limitation. We simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that goal. This can be done through a simple invocation. For example, I am my beloved I Am Presence, invoking the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. Let me repeat that once again. I am my beloved I Am Presence, invoking the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. With an invocation such as that, the violet flame immediately goes into action. It blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our electronic pattern, and it travels through the atmosphere of Earth and expands out into the universe. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes into itself every electronic energy that we have ever released that is vibrating with the frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation. Every electron that is stamped with our own individual electronic pattern that is reflecting poverty consciousness. No matter how dense the frequency of poverty is that cloaks the energy that we misqualified during our many lifetimes, there is still a core of purity in every electron that contains its original divine potential. What that means is that within every electron manifesting as poverty, there is still pulsating within the very core of that electron the divine potential of its original perfection, which is God's infinite abundance. Just as within every human being, there is still the spark of divinity anchored within the heart flame, or that soul could not exist. Within every electron of energy still pulsates in the core the divine potential. This means that within every electron manifesting now as hatred, there is still the divine potential of God's infinite love. Within every electron that is manifesting now as war, there is still the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron that is reflecting disease, there is still the divine potential of vibrant health. When the violet flame enters the electron, it begins activating this divine potential. Once the violet flame engulfs the misqualified energy that is stamped with our electronic pattern, it penetrates into the core of purity in each electron and activates the divine potential that is encoded there. As the divine potential of God's infinite abundance, for instance, is activated within every electron of poverty consciousness, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within the electron begin to spin more rapidly on their axis. The centrifugal force of this acceleration casts the dark, heavy frequency of poverty, lack, and limitation into the violet flame, just like a propeller that is covered with mud. As it begins spinning faster and faster, the centrifugal force casts the mud off. So as these electrons begin spinning faster and faster, the heavy, dark cloak of poverty consciousness is cast off into the violet flame. The violet fire instantly consumes the frequency of poverty and transmutes them back into light. When the transmuting process is complete, we must then ask our I Am Presence to fill the void where the frequency of poverty existed, with the golden light of God's infinite abundance. Everything is energy, vibration, and consciousness. So we invoke the violet flame and into this heavy, discordant frequency that's vibrating at this dense, low vibration. As it is accelerated into prosperity consciousness and that energy is transformed back into light, that rises up into a higher frequency of harmony. And the void where it used to be is blank and empty. So we need to fill that void up with the golden light of God's infinite abundance so that more poverty consciousness is not magnetized in at that lower, denser space. So invoking the violet flame, and then after you feel a sense of completion for that time frame that you're using at that moment, flood all of the energy that you have ever misqualified and the space where that energy used to exist with the golden light of God's infinite abundance. Invoke the golden flame of God's infinite abundance, and it too will flow into your heart flame, be stamped with your own electronic pattern, and flood following the violet flame into all of the spaces where the negativity was transmuted into light, and fill those voids, seal them with the golden light of God's infinite abundance. It is important for us to take a moment to grasp the magnitude of what these merciful gifts from our Father, Mother, God mean in our lives. With the consistent use of the violet flame, we can actually transmute our negative thoughts, words, feelings, and actions from all of our previous embodiments before the law of the circle returns them to us, bringing all kinds of problems into our lives. The violet flame is truly a gift of divine grace that is designed to help us transmute thousands of lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. The violet flame can transmute anything we want to heal or transform in our individual lives or on the planet. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. All we have to do is invoke the violet flame into action through our I Am presence. When invoking the violet flame, we can work on specific issues in our lives, or we can tackle the particular global problem, or we can create an invocation that covers the gamut of problems manifesting on earth at this time. In that case, we can use the invocation as a mantra and be an instrument of the violet flame any time and any place. We can greatly expand our use of the violet flame by making just a slight change in the previous invocation that I shared with you. For instance, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action humanity has ever expressed, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. Once again, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action humanity has ever misqualified, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. By memorizing a simple affirmation like this, we can say it frequently throughout the day. Then we will be a constant force of the violet flame wherever we are and whatever we are doing. It's important that we continually and perpetually invoke this violet flame to transmute the misqualified energy through lifetimes. Now, occasionally people invoke the violet flame without seeing a lot of results right away in the outer world and expecting things to happen instantaneously. This often gives them the impression that the violet flame is not working, but that is never the case, so I want to explain something very important to you. The violet flame is a gift of divine light, and it works scientifically to the letter each and every time it is invoked by the I Am Presence. But there is a factor that determines how quickly results will manifest in the world of form when we use the violet flame. That's what's called reaching a critical mass, and it's important for us to understand how reaching a critical mass affects our effort to transform our lives. So often a very common scenario is that when we awaken, we become aware of the power of the creative faculties and the gift of the violet flame. This awareness prompts us to work at controlling our thoughts and feelings, and it inspires us to utilize the violet flame. We put forth the effort to think positively and to control our emotions, and we focus our attention on what we want to manifest in our lives, which is exactly what we are supposed to do. Then we invoke the violet flame to transmute our misqualified thoughts and feelings from the past, and we empower our efforts with daily visualizations and affirmations, which is also right and appropriate and exactly what we are supposed to do. But sometimes, after what seems like a very valiant effort, we continue to experience some of our old problems. This confuses us and causes us to become discouraged and to lose trust in our ability to change our lives. At that point, we feel our efforts are futile, and we often give up and try to change the situation. We stop invoking the violet flame, and we let go of our visions, thinking that the violet flame isn't working. Unfortunately, this causes us to regress back into our old negative behavior patterns. Then we start dwelling on our fears and our problems and challenges instead of using our thoughts and feelings to empower our goals, our hopes, and our dreams. As a result of that relapse, things often get worse, and our situation sometimes appears to be even more hopeless. Now, the natural law involving this critical mass is responsible for this particular phenomenon. If we understand how critical mass works, this is a natural scientific law of quantum mechanics or quantum physics. When we understand about this, we will be able to muster up the courage to persevere, even in the face of apparent failure, until our goals are tangibly manifest in the physical plane, which they absolutely will be once we reach a critical mass. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. When we explore a portion of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron is pulled up into a higher frequency, and nothing can stop that shift. Now, when something reaches critical mass is a little complex, and it involves a whole lot of different parameters. But to simplify things, let's think of critical mass as being 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're talking about. So in this example, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches 51% of the higher vibration, which is critical mass, the entire electron is pulled up into the higher frequency. Nothing can stop this shift. So how does this facet of quantum physics affect the violet flame and our ability to transform our lives? Well, when we use the violet flame, the same laws of quantum physics apply. If we want to transmute poverty consciousness, for instance, we invoke the violet flame and ask that every electron of poverty consciousness we have ever expressed be transmuted back into its divine potential, which is God's infinite abundance. The moment that we transmute into light 51% of our energy, vibration, and consciousness from all time frames and dimensions that are resonating with frequencies of poverty consciousness. God's infinite abundance will manifest, and the lack and limitation will no longer exist. We will have reached a critical mass of prosperity consciousness. When that occurs, nothing can stop abundance from manifesting in our lives. The problem is, of course, that we never know just when we're going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs, and it may even look as if we're very far away from that instant of transformation. That is when we usually feel that our efforts are failing, and we tend to give up. Sometimes we may be just a breath away from reaching critical mass, but we don't realize that, so we get discouraged and we stop trying. Then we end up never reaching our goal. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. Don't ever stop invoking the violet flame until your invocations are manifesting. This is more important than we can possibly imagine. It is vital that we grasp this truth at this critical time. And it is imperative during these tumultuous experiences that we're going through that we understand that the violet flame is a gift from our Father, Mother, God, and it is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented miscreations we may have inadvertently created in the past. Poverty has no power over the infinite abundance of God. Our divine potential is much more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any other humanly created malady appearing on the screen of life. This means that we literally have the ability to transmute hundreds of lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. This information is being reiterated by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth during this critical moment on Earth to help us remember that if we don't like what is happening in our lives or in the world, we have the option and the ability to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is certainly true for all of us collectively as a global family. It is time for us to accept responsibility for turning our lives around. It is time for us to invoke the assistance of the Company of Heaven and the Violet Flame to help us transmute our past miscreations. It is time for us to focus on co-creating our highest divine potential and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. When we do these things, our efforts will be empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence, and the Company of Heaven will expand our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold, thus assuring our success. We don't have to believe in the various universal laws in order to exist on Earth, but since we are all subject to them, it is just common sense for us to try and accept them. We don't have to understand or believe that every single thought, word, action, or feeling we have ever expressed will go out and affect the world and then return to us to affect our personal lives. But this is happening scientifically to the letter, in spite of any disbelief that we may have. It doesn't matter whether we believe in reincarnation or whether we understand that we have an accumulation of experiences from other time frames and dimensions that are influencing our present lives, but it is happening anyway. When we are willing to put forth the effort to transmute the past, known and unknown, with a violet flame, and to correct our behaviors by changing the way that we think, feel, and behave, the heavens will respond to assist us in accomplishing our goal. At this time, we are being given powerful gifts from on high. And Saint Germain and the Legions of the Violet Flame have been given permission by our Father, Mother, God to increase even higher frequencies of the Violet Flame than anything humanity or the Earth have ever been able to withstand. This is a sacred gift from our godparents, designed to assist all of the children of Earth during these incredibly challenging times. For more now than 70 years, Saint Germain and the Legions of Light have been revealing the wonders of the violet flame to awakening humanity. In years past, lightworkers using these precious tools made unprecedented progress in raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of all life on this planet. Now, because of the urgent need of the hour, the Company of Heaven is greatly empowering the violet flame. The divine intent of this gift from the heavenly realms is to assist each of us to quickly transmute and transform the patterns of imperfection that are being pushed to the surface to be healed all over the world. This includes the challenges we're going through in our personal lives, as well as the negativity manifesting everywhere on the planet. This also involves the cleansing taking place all over the earth through the intervention of Mother Nature and the natural things that are taking place through the elements. Never before have the sons and daughters of God received this level of assistance from on high. New frequencies of violet flame are a gift of divine mercy and grace beyond our comprehension. It is through the assistance of light workers for the past 70 years that we have been brought to this moment, and that the transformations now taking place can occur at this greatly accelerated pace. Because the awareness of the violet flame is new, to many people, a few years ago, Saint Germain asked if we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose would be willing to create a set of CDs and a violet flame booklet that would clearly and very simply explain exactly what the violet flame can do and how it can be used with invocations, meditations, and visualizations to assist humanity in transforming their individual lives into expressions of love, abundance, health, happiness, fulfillment, and every other asset of their divine potential, and how we can work together to unify our efforts to transform what is occurring on the planet at this time at a greatly accelerated pace, thus allowing for the expansion of the patterns of perfection for the new earth to be tangibly manifest in our daily lives and throughout the entire planet. In deep humility and gratitude, we accepted this mission, and we produced two CDs and a violet flame book. These powerful tools were created through the inspiration and guidance of beloved Saint Germain and the Company of Heaven. The CDs and the violet flame book are compatible, and they enhance each other, but they are not the same. They complement each other and work together, and they're designed to assist everyone, whether you are a neophyte or whether you are an avatar, very adept at using the violet flame. In this year, we will transcend many experiences that we have ever had in the past. During this auspicious moment, the violet flame will be a stabilizing force, a healing comfort, and a life-transforming tool of unfathomable proportions. Once you experience the information on the CDs and the violet flame book, if you are interested in obtaining them, you will know whereof I speak. If you would like to order the CDs, which are available as actual CDs that you can order through the mail from our website, or you can download them there on an MP3, you can download them onto your iPods or CDs from our website. Or if you would like to order the violet flame book, you will be able to utilize this violet flame very effectively. You may order these tools that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven through our website, eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace, eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. If you would like to know more about how you can become an empowered instrument of God, something that you have volunteered to be, or this information would not be flowing into your sphere of awareness. These tools will assist you. But if you don't have the heart call to order these tools, know that you are a powerful tool of the violet flame, and you have the ability to invoke this gift from our Father, Mother, God through your I Am presence at any time. Now, as we close this moment together, listen to your heart and feel that resonating affirmation. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than any human miscreation. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than any human miscreation. I am a force of the violet flame, more powerful than any human miscreation. Precious Heart, I want to thank you for your willingness to be an open door for this sacred gift from our Father, Mother, God. As you expand the light throughout this week, create a glorious week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please tune in with us again next week as we continue to expand our chalice of light.